There's new evidence published today suggesting that the HIV prevention drug PrEP has led to a reduction in condom use by gay and bisexual men. The five-year observational study looked at the habits of 17,000 sexually active gay and bisexual men in both Melbourne and Sydney. Researchers say they fear that unless things change, the drop in condom use could offset the benefits of the HIV prevention drug. Penny Timms reports.
PrEP is a once-daily pill taken to prevent HIV infection, and it's having some really good results. So much so that about 2 months ago, it was put onto the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. 37-year-old Michael, which isn't his real name, has been using the drug for around 2 years.
Look, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I look at it as more of a safety net rather than anything.
Michael says he had a scare a few years ago, and being on PrEP has helped to put his mind at ease.
I did have a sexual experience without condoms, and then, you know, I did the PEP thing where, you know, you go in 24 or 48 hours to an emergency department and they administer a treatment. And yeah, it was just a bit of a scary experience, so I just decided that PrEP would probably be a good fit just as a safety net if something were to happen or you were to have a sexual experience without condoms, and then, you know, you've got a little bit of peace of mind.
Michael says he almost always uses condoms, but a new study published in the Lancet HIV Journal reveals that not all gay or bisexual men are quite as safe, and that has health professionals worried. The study was led by Professor Martin Holt, who is with the Centre for Social Research in Health at the University of New South Wales.
The first thing to note is that we think at this stage that the rapid uptake of PrEP by people who were at risk of HIV, those people, primarily gay and bisexual men, are successful, as long as they keep taking PrEP, are successfully protected from HIV, and that's really important to note. The problem, however, is for other people who perhaps now feel more confident, if they have sex without condoms with other people and they're not certain about their partner's status or whether those partners are using PrEP, there is a risk they remain susceptible to HIV infection. And so our concern is that the early gains we're seeing with the rollout of PrEP could be tempered by this growing proportion of the community having sex without condoms. And so I guess our concern is that HIV transmission could rebound in the future. At the moment, we're hopeful that it is declining in the jurisdictions where PrEP use is increasing, but we are concerned that in the mid to long term that those effects could be negated by a growing proportion of the community that is not protected.
Professor Martin Holt says it's important that people remember they still need to stick to a complete prevention strategy.
Penny Timms with that report.